Thank you, everyone, for showing up this afternoon to for this session. I'm really excited to share findings from this study with all of you. We know that breast cancer surveillance is a very crucial part of follow-up in the cancer care continuum for breast cancer survivors. And in this study, we are particularly looking at whether there's any association between information-seeking behaviors and breast cancer survivors' adherence to various surveillance procedures. And before I begin, I would like to thank all my co-authors for working so hard on making this paper a success. It's presently in press, and if you're interested in reading about this when it shows up, do let me know so that I can, you know, forward the paper to you. We don't have any conflicts of interest to disclose. So as I mentioned, routine post-operative surveillance is a cornerstone of the follow-up for breast cancer survivors, and it's really aimed at diagnosing early local recurrences of breast cancer that can be potentially curable and amenable to surgery, and that will improve the survival rates for breast cancer survivors. And these procedures usually include physical examination, mammography, and to a smaller extent, breast self-examination. We know that routine surveillance is beneficial from various studies, and a meta-analysis has shown that an estimated 5 to 8 deaths can be averted for every 1,000 breast cancer survivors who undergo routine surveillance with physical examination or mammography over a 10-year period. However, there's a sizable proportion of breast cancer survivors who do not undergo routine breast cancer surveillance, and only about 60% of breast cancer survivors in one recent survey reported or were found to undergo routine surveillance in the first year after their treatment. At the same time, we know that there are emerging concerns that there may be overutilization of mammography for routine surveillance, and these have implications for patient safety and costs. So in this study, we were really focused on looking at testing two different hypotheses. The first hypothesis is to look at whether cancer-related information seeking by breast cancer survivors might predict adherence to breast cancer surveillance to these three different procedures: physical examination, breast self-examination, and routine mammography. And the second hypothesis really relates to this issue of overutilization. We are concerned with whether cancer-related information seeking might lead to breast cancer survivors overutilizing routine mammography. So Susan has mentioned earlier about the cancer patient survey that we conducted over 3 years, but in this study, I'm going to focus just on the breast cancer survivors within the data. And the population came from a sample of patients from the Pennsylvania Cancer Registry. The survey instrument was designed following literature review, expert consultation, and pilot testing with a small group of cancer patients. The data was collected using a mailed survey, and the response rate was fairly high for breast cancer patients in the data. At round one, the response rate was 68%, and in round two, the follow-up rate among those who agreed to be recontacted was 79%. So the final sample that was analyzed was 352 breast cancer survivors. And we used a combination of binary as well as multinomial logistic regression to answer some of the hypotheses that we laid out. So for assessing whether patients were adherent to these different routine surveillance procedures, we asked them, how often have you done the following tests in the past 12 months as part of your routine cancer follow-up? And they were specifically instructed not to include the times when they had developed new symptoms or that they had a new health concern. So they were able to indicate the frequency of undergoing physical doctor visits and physical examination, mammography, and breast self-examination, ranging from 0 times to 5 or more times in the past 12 months. We consulted prevailing recommended prevailing guidelines that recommended surveillance procedures for breast cancer survivors, and looked at this overall adherence to surveillance by combining their responses to these 3 different survey items. So they had to have reported 2 or more office visits or physical exams in the last year, mammography at least once in the last year, and 5 or more times of breast self-examination in the last year before they were categorized as being adherent. But we were also concerned that breast self-examination is not routinely recommended in many of the guidelines that we consulted. So we also examined the individual surveillance procedures as the dependent variables. So in terms of overutilization of mammography, the item that related to the use of mammography was categorized into 3 levels: non-adherent, meaning no mammograms in the past year; adherent, meaning 1 mammogram in the past year, which was the prevailing guideline; and overutilization, which meant if they reported 2 or more times of mammography in the past year. The predictors included a measure that we created to capture seeking from non-medical sources at the baseline of the survey. So this pertains to the period around 1 year after their initial diagnosis. And they were asked to think back to the first few months of their cancer diagnosis and to recall whether they had actively sought information about their treatments, information related to their cancer, or information about quality of life issues from a variety of non-medical sources, including interpersonal lay sources and media sources like television, radio, books, newspapers or magazines, and so on. And these were combined into a single score, and which had fairly good internal consistency. We also looked at another predictor, which was seeking from medical sources, and this was defined as they are treating physician or other healthcare professionals that they had contact with. And this score was made up of the following 8 items that essentially asked them whether they had actively looked for information related to their cancers, their treatments, and quality of life health information. And 2 additional items asked if they had discussed information from other sources that they brought elsewhere with their doctors, or whether their doctors had encouraged them to look for information elsewhere. We controlled for various covariates, including demographic variables as well as clinical factors. So let's look at the prevalence of the adherence to the recommended surveillance procedures. We found that for physical examination and mammography, there was fairly universal adherence to these 2 procedures. Lower, the prevalence was a little lower for breast self-examination. And for overall adherence to all 3 procedures, we found that about 51% were adherent to all 3. How about overutilization? As we had seen earlier, the level of non-adherence is really very low. Only 4% of breast cancer survivors said that they did not have a single mammogram in the past year. 56% were on the spot. They had only 1 mammogram in the last year. And about 40% indicated that they had 2 or more mammograms. So this might be a potential indication that there is some overutilization going on. And looking at our dependent variable or the outcome of overall adherence to all 3 procedures, physical examination, mammography, as well as breast self-examination, we found that active seeking of health information, cancer-related information from non-medical sources, was positively associated with a higher odds of being adherent to all three procedures. But we know that for physical examination and mammography, the adherence was already very high, so there's actually very little variation in those two procedures. So looking at the individual procedures as the outcome variables, we find that indeed, the active information seeking from non-medical sources was actually not associated with adherence to physical examination or to mammography, but it was associated with a higher odds of being adherent to regular breast self-examination. And again, I would like to remind the audience that breast self-examination is not uniformly addressed in many of the cancer surveillance guidelines. So this table here shows the analysis for looking at overutilization of mammography as the outcome variable. And in this analysis, we did not find that information seeking from either non-medical sources or from medical sources was associated with overutilization of mammography. So in this study, we found that the majority of breast cancer survivors have reported undergoing mammography and physical examinations. And this compares favorably with other studies that we have found which showed less than desirable levels of adherence to routine mammography and to physical examination. About 40% of the breast cancer survivors in our study's population reported two or more mammograms, which exceeded the typical recommendations of one mammogram per year for routine surveillance. So while we did not detect significant associations between information-seeking behaviors and overutilization, I think this warrants further examination to find out what might be driving such behaviors. Information-seeking from non-medical sources was associated with more regular breast self-examination, even though this procedure was not routinely advocated in cancer surveillance guidelines. So we need to find out what might be driving this positive association between cancer survivors' active seeking of cancer-related information and performing a procedure that's not really routinely recommended. What are some practice and research implications for this pattern of findings? One practical or clinical implication might be to ask how clinicians should communicate with their patients about information that they are finding elsewhere from non-medical sources that may be overemphasizing the benefits of breast self-examination or another surveillance procedure that's not widely recommended. Another implication for future research is to assess whether other non-recommended surveillance procedures may entail higher costs or adverse effects are also occurring among breast cancer survivors. So the study was strengthened by conducting the analysis among a population-based sample of breast cancer survivors in the state of Pennsylvania. And we also utilized longitudinal data to perform some of the analysis here, which enabled us to establish the temporal precedence between the information-seeking behaviors and the outcomes of adherence to routine cancer surveillance. Some limitations. The measures of information engagement and the frequency of getting these routine breast cancer surveillance procedures were all self-reported. So this may be subjected to recall bias or social desirability bias. The observational design limits the causal inference of the relationship between information-seeking behaviors and undergoing these routine cancer surveillance procedures. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Andy.